Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this opportunity to gather together as your community of faith. We thank you for the people who come in person, for those who worship online. We thank you for the encouragement that they bring. And we pray that as we reflect on your word and think about what it means to be a community of your faith in Sydney, that you bless us and encourage us, that you open up our hearts and our minds, that you push us into an uncomfortable zone where we are being too comfortable, but you also bring us the comfort that comes from knowing Jesus. Loving Father, we thank you for the love you have for us, a love that is because you love us and not because of what we do. May this morning's reflection help us in our journey of faith with you and with others. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. 31 days of being thankful. How are you going? Remember, we started with being thankful as focusing on that thankfulness begins and ends with God and everything's in between. And someone did say to me, that's the only way they can be thankful, by focusing first on God. It helps them be thankful for a lot of things. It helps them to be thankful like Paul was thankful. Thankful, being thankful in all circumstances. Then last week we spoke about and reflected on what it means to be thankful for the stuff, the things in our life. Well, this week we're looking at people, being thankful for all the people in our lives. And if I be honest, I can be thankful for some of the people, but there's others I'm probably at times a bit thankful that they're not in my life at times. And yet, God challenges us with this idea of being thankful for all the people in our lives. Paul writes in our letter that we heard, that Elaine read from Philippians, when he's writing to the church in Philippi, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. Now, this is not just a once-off for Paul. This is actually a major theme for Paul's ministry. That he is constantly thankful for people. So in his prayers to God, but he's also thankful to people. He expresses his thanks to people. As I said last week, if I was just thankful in my head for my wife and prayed to God, thank God for my wife, my wife might become a little bit frustrated because she hasn't got ESP. It's also not helpful. But Paul constantly has this message to the church, to the Christian church, I'm thankful for you. Now you need to remember something. Not all the time did Paul have a great relationship with people in the church. The churches he was ministering to. Not all the time were people doing what they were supposed to do. Sometimes I frustrated him. And yet, this message of thankfulness flows through a lot of his letters. In Romans chapter 1, he says this, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, he says, I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16, he says, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. And our reading from today in Philippians, I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy. And then to Colossians, the church in Colossae, he says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. 1 Thessalonians, he says, we always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. And his second letter to the Thessalonians, he says, we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love of all of you have for one another, is increasing. And then to Philemon, as he writes to a fellow disciple, I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers. Paul has this outward thanks for people. And it's not because they were perfect, but it was not because they'd done great things necessarily, but because of his focus on people as a result of his focus on God. His thanks comes from what God was doing for them and what God was doing through them. And that's a great way for us to look at people. Not to look at people just from what they do or don't do. In fact, I was reminded this week in a couple of instances where we tend to judge people on the bad they do and sometimes push aside the good. Now, if we're true, if we truly believe the scriptures, we understand that all of us are not perfect. All of us stuff up. All of us sin. Right? But we also understand that God is doing good for all people and often through all people. And this is the approach Paul takes with the early church. He keeps encouraging them by thanking them. Thanking them because of what God has done for them and thanking them that what God is doing through them. So something for you to think about, something for me to think about this week is, what does it mean to be thankful for all the people in our lives? Think about all the people you've encountered in the last 7 days. Think about the people you're likely to encounter in the next week. What does it mean to be thankful for all those people? For some, it's going to be easy. But for others, it could be challenging. Just think about what you might learn. Think about how they might help you. How they might challenge you to be a better person. When we look at the secular world, when we look at the business world, there is a strong, strong thought process that says one of the most important assets, most important assets for an organisation is its people. And how thankful we are for others reveals our attitude about people. In my previous role, before I was a pastor, I ran small business training and management and consulting. And we'd have at times people who would value people in their organisation. Then we came across other organisations who actually just saw people as a nuisance, as a liability. And one bloke said to me one day, he said, it wasn't until I recognised that people were an asset, an important asset, that my business actually began to grow and that we're a better place to work. Because in fact, unless I have people, I can't serve others well. David Bookbinder, in his book Return on Investment, he's a management consultant, makes this comment: people are an organisation's greatest asset. And I think that's not only true for an organisation, but in our lives, our personal lives, people are our greatest asset. Richard Branson, who's head of the Virgin Group, has made this comment a number of times. He said, our employees are our most important asset. It's not the physical things, but the people. And if we think about it as Christians and we look at how God approaches life, we see from God's perspective, people are important. People are number one. He goes about loving people. You know, even whilst we're still sinners, as is recorded in Romans, Christ died for us. That's the love God has for us. If we think about what it means to be church, you know, some people get hung up about being church. It's about the right doctrines or about the right teaching. It's about the building or it's about the institution. But in fact, what our doctrines and our scriptures reveal is the church is the people of God gathered around word and sacrament. And so people are important. And so what our attitude is to people and whether we're thankful for people actually reveals whether we're truly thankful and appreciate how important people are or whether we think something else is more important. But why be thankful? Why be thankful for and why be thankful to others? Paul does both. He does both in his writings. He prays to God and thanks God for the people. But he also expresses that to them, that I'm thankful for them. Well, the first thing it does, or one of the first things it does, being thankful encourages people. I've shared this story before, and it's a story of a Sunday school teacher. An old Sunday school teacher is at home. And he gets this knock on the door from a 30-year-old. And when he gets the knock on the door, this 30-year-old just comes and goes, I've just come to visit you. I wouldn't mind having a coffee with you because I want to thank you for what you did as a Sunday school teacher, how you shared the faith with me, how you encouraged me to know Jesus. And as he said this, this Sunday school teacher's, old Sunday school teacher's tears started to roll down his eyes. And he then made this comment, I wish I'd heard this earlier because I thought I was useless. I thought no one was listening, and so I gave up. Being thankful to people encourages them. Encourages them what they're doing, encourages them to see that they're worthwhile, encourages them to know that they're loved by God. Being thankful also helps us deal with jealousy and being envious. Now, the scripture encourages us, discourages us from being jealous of others and being envious. But when we're thankful for the gifts that others have. It helps us deal with this. It helps us see that God is blessing us through the lives of others. Being thankful reminds us of the good God is doing through others. Reminds us that God is doing some good through others and good that's helpful for us. Being thankful helps us be a blessing to others. To bring a blessing out to others, to help others know that they're of value. And being thankful is one way of showing love to others. Remember, God has called us to live a life of loving God and loving others. And when we be thankful to others, we're actually saying, life's not about me. I'm not the center of life, but God has given me other people in my life to love. And one way I can do that is be thankful for who they are and what they do. Being thankful also reminds us we need others, that we need others in our lives to help us. Reminds us that we're not in this journey of faith or this journey of life by ourselves, and in fact, we need others. You know, one of the prayers that I often like to pray for grace is one that goes something along like, Dear God, thank you for the food that we have. Thank you for all those who have grown the food and prepared the food and transported the food. And the reason for that is over time I've started to realise that whilst I've got food on my plate and I've gone and paid for it, it wouldn't be here unless all those things had happened. People had been at work bringing that. Not only that, but being thankful reminds us that we need others, even though people may be insignificant in the big picture of things, but they are actually significant. I went to a high school that was quite large. We had a principal that every week we'd have an assembly and he'd give his normal news and rundown and encouragement. And I still remember this one time where he said, look, as a community here at school, we need to be thankful for each other. We need to be thankful for everyone. And this week, we're going to be thankful for the cleaners. You mightn't recognise how important the cleaners are, but if they didn't show up to work, your rooms would be a mess, the bins would be full, and things would be stinking. It's important to realise that we need other people in our life, and they do, other people bring blessings to us. And most of all, being thankful helps us share that God is doing good, even though life may be ordinary or difficult. The truth is, we live in a world that's not always got good news. We hear bad news stories daily. That's what the most of the news is about, isn't it? We see bad things happening. But the truth is also there is good happening in the world. God has put good people into our lives, people to help us, to bless us, to encourage us, to bring us blessings. And being thankful moves our focus away from just the negative stuff to also see where God is doing good at work. But it also helps us to share where God is doing good at work. When I was in my previous congregation, I had a doctor. And I tend to get a doctor and just go to the one doctor. And I go to this doctor regularly for a while, and then he helped me with something that I had been challenged with. And then I said to him one day, "Oh, I thank God for you." And he says, "What do you mean?" And I just said, "Oh, I'm a Christian, I'm a pastor, and I thank God for you because you're doing something good." He said, "You're a Christian. You can believe that God can do something good through a Muslim doctor?" And my response was, "Yeah." And you know what happened next? This triggered off that every time I went to see him, we'd have discussions about faith, right? He'd be asking questions because he wanted to know more about the God that I was associated with. And that started because I thanked him and said I thank God for him. John Kralik has in his last part of his life, has focused on being thankfulness. And this arose out of a situation where his life was, as he says, spiralling down. He had massive problems. His second divorce, his wife was making it difficult for him to get divorced, but she didn't want to live with him. He also had a girlfriend that was kind of not happy with him. He owned a fairly large legal practice, and he was battling to pay his staff because many of his clients weren't paying their bills. And as a result, he said he was living a life of blaming others and saying how bad life was and how terrible and that he was cursed and nothing was good. And after sharing all this with people, someone challenged him, and he says, "I've got a challenge for you. What I want you to do is every day be thankful to someone. Write a thankful note and give it to that person." Well, he wasn't too happy about this because he said, "What have I got to be thankful for?" However, what he discovered in that doing this, his daily thank you notes moved his focus and attitude from the woes and how bad things are to gratitude. He said he actually started to see God's grace more clearly. He started to see, it kind of removed the veils and helped him see God's grace at work, even amongst the mess and the difficulties in his life. One of the notes he wrote, which is in this book that I've put up there, A Simple Act of Gratitude, goes something like this. He wrote a note to his Starbucks barista. And he said, he had this name of the Starbucks barista, and he said, "I'm thankful, very thankful for you. I'm thankful that every time I come in here, you warmly greet me no matter what's going on, no matter how busy you are. You're always very friendly and you make me feel welcomed. Not many people do this. I'm thankful for the great coffee you make." And he gave it to the barista. Well, what happened was that barista was uplifted as well because of that. And John Kralik writes that as a result of this life of thankfulness, and he said he actually challenged himself to writing being thankful for 365 days of thankfulness, there's been a dramatic improvement in his work and his relationships. And someone said, "What about those clients who are not paying their bills? What do you do with that?" And he says, "Well, for those who pay early, I say to them, I'm very thankful to you." He goes out of his way. For those who eventually pay their bills, he says, "I'm thankful." And he says, you know what? He goes, I can whinge and whine as much as I like, but that actually doesn't encourage people to have a relationship with me. It doesn't encourage people to do things. But when I'm thankful to people, it improves this relationship. And they seem to want to do more with me and for me. Maybe there's a lesson there for us. Living a life of thankfulness. But thankfulness so people know God's grace through us. So what does this mean for us as we live the faith? Well, remember, we're being thankful because we are Christians. We're being thankful because Jesus came into this world for us. Jesus suffered and died for us, paying the price for our sins. So the starting point for our thankfulness is to be thankful to Jesus. Thank him for what he has done, is doing, and will do every day. Spend time reflecting on God's grace for you. But then look at the people who are part of your life. The people who are part of your life. And think about, what does it mean to thank God for them daily and thank them personally? And then think about the people who have assisted you in your relationship with Jesus over your life. Spend time thanking God for them and thanking them personally. You see, a lot of what Paul wrote about was thanking God for people, but it was connected to their faith, how they were growing in faith, but also how they were sharing faith. So the last part of living our faith I encourage you to think about is, think about the people who are active in the church and sharing the faith and helping you share the faith, and thank God for them and thank them personally. See, being thankful to people is a way of encouraging us. It's a way of encouraging the church, but it's also a way of encouraging others to know that God is doing good through you and with you and through them and with them. And so as Paul says, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. May this week, may you live a life of thankfulness. May you take the sheet that you receive when you come in and at least send that to at least one person. And if you want more, and someone says, set it Redeemer, what happens if I need 20 of them? I said, well, contact me. But send a note, a written note of thankfulness to someone, to encourage them, to help them to know that they have brought you a blessing. But as you do, you are giving them a blessing of God's grace and love. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the people in our lives. We thank you for all of those people who have been part of our lives, who have encouraged us and taught us something, who've being part of our life. We also thank you for those people who at times can be difficult to be thankful for. Help us to see how they have helped us. Help us to see how you have used them to help us. And Lord, rather than focusing on the problems people give us, help us to focus on the blessings and the good things that you give us through them. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.